All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You've been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that's been inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader. We're internet besties, babe, and this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. Season 7 is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that's been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second guessing your dreams and start living the life that you were born to live. You're in the right place. Every week, we're going to dive deep into faith, mindset, and hard truths that are going to help you unlock your next level. No sugarcoating, sometimes a little bit abrasive, no excuses. We're just going to have real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. It's time to stop playing nice. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Hello, hello, darling. So my plumber didn't show up yesterday. Was late on a call. I had to skip out, but I am so excited because they rescheduled us for this morning and he just left. We have water in the kitchen again. And it's a bittersweet excitement, right? Because I'm happy we have flowing water. It was super great. I absolutely, hands down, took my kitchen sink for granted. Okay. Hands down. So this was a nice little eye-opening lesson of like, man, I am so glad I have a kitchen sink, you know? So the hesitation obviously is I have dishes from Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to catch up on. And when I cook, it's kind of extreme and messy. And I feel like I use every pot in the house. Yesterday is actually the first day I didn't cook. We ended up getting shit that, you know, I didn't have to cook. So little bit of a bring home microwave kind of deal. And it worked out. The kids are happy. Everything worked out. So I want to tell you guys a little bit before I dive in today's podcast. I was driving home with my son last night and we're, you know, having this conversation. He likes to troll me about flat earth because I question everything. Everything. So the kids think it's this hilarious running joke that mom's a flat earther. And I told them last night, like, I do think it's funny that they can make fun of me and I send them memes all the time. Like, what if it is, what if it is, you know, and, reading the Bible, there is a lot of truth to how, if you literally like painted the picture, right, of how the Bible describes creation, we're not a globe in the Bible, right? So it's just weird, but that could be lost in translation. But at the end of the day, I tell my son, like, I don't care. I don't care if it's flat. I don't care if it's a globe. I don't care about any of that. I don't care. Like, we are here for our purpose. We came here for this human experience. And, you know, I asked him, like, do you think when we get to heaven, like, we're going to have our questions answered? You know, God's going to be like, Brandon, look, you know, you were wrong. It was a globe. You were wrong. It is flat, whatever it is. Like, do we get those answers? Or do you think, like, we already know? We already know because, you know, God knew us before we were even a thought. He knew us at the beginning of creation. Everything he's done has been orchestrated for us. And I feel like I want you guys to think about this perspective in your lives. We chose the human experience. Imagine like we're in heaven and everything is perfect. It's just perfect. Nothing ever goes wrong. And I think that's really great. But I imagine if I was in a place that was so perfect and I had a chance to rise to a challenge, to be able to step into the potential to, you know, bring God to as many people as I could, to come down here, to laugh, to cry, to feel, to hurt, to find joy, to find peace. All of these emotions are really what make us. And we get so caught up in this mundane bullshit. We get caught up in everything that's happening outside of us, which is, we do that for the distraction, right? Because the hardest thing for people to do sometimes is to look in the mirror. But I really do think like we really did want to come here and be challenged. We knew that we could overcome everything in the world that would try to take us. We knew that we could go, you know, a couple rounds with the devil and come out victorious because of everything that God laid out for us and everything that Christ did for us. Like we just knew. So I feel like we know the answers of all the deep questions of the universe. You know, I feel like we just innately know them, but we came here for this experience, and we are being called to really step into the potential of who we are meant to be. And we get caught up in all the social media comparisons. We get caught up in, you know, what's happening out there. And then we start focusing so much on the dream life. Okay. We're thinking we want, you know, the brand new house, white picket fence, acres and acres for animal. Like, we just have this idea, right? Everybody's dream life is a little different. But I feel like focusing so much on that dream life, it becomes a distraction because it starts to feel distant. It's abstract. It's overwhelming. And the more we're focusing on just all of those things, the more we're taking our current life for granted. And so we're like striving for something so far off rather than embracing where we are right now. Was I in a zone of where I really want a brand new kitchen sink? You know, we were looking at houses to move. Had our hopes up a little bit. Like, our house is old. It's so old. And, you know, my father-in-law is like, you know, he just bought a new home and he's like, it's really great. I bought one built in this century. And I feel like, you know, that's my husband and we want a house that is newer, right? Because even the plumber today was like, y'all downstairs, like, there's some stuff that's pretty old and rigged up. And we're like, yep, we know. Every time we go downstairs, we know it was just, get by, like, put it together just to get by. And so we have different decades of piping downstairs, and it's just wild. But no matter how much I was obsessing about the new kitchen sink, right? The timing is off for us. The timing is off for a lot of reasons. So we have to put that to the side. And then I went without the kitchen sink I currently have. And I really felt that, like, be where you are now. I'm so grateful for this kitchen sink, you guys. Okay. Stupid little things that are happening in our lives just to get us to wake up in the awareness of being here now. This is so important. We don't want to keep pressuring ourselves or like feeling those levels of inadequacy if you're not seeing immediate progress toward the ideal life. It's not a quick fix. You will and can have everything you want, just not all at once. Just not all at once. And I want you to think about, like, what if we really challenge ourselves for the next couple of days, instead of focusing on the big picture dream life, which you should have a goal. Absolutely. We're not taking, you know, a new house off the board completely. It's just the timing, right? We know we're going to get there. But instead of beating ourselves up about what could happen in the future and just pausing everything for that moment, what if we focus on creating a dream day? Like, bring your vision down to something that's manageable, something actionable. This is something that you can create starting now. And it's about making the small intentional decisions every day. And it's got to align with your values. It's got to align with your goals. It's got to align with your faith. It's got to align with your dream. And over time, all of these intentional days, they build that cumulative effect, right? It's gradually shaping your life into something that is in alignment with the biggest dream, but you're not having the anxiety. You're not having the pressure that comes with focusing on something so far off. If you can productively design a dream day that's going to allow you to stay grounded in the present, this gives you the freedom to move towards the future you desire. So every single day that you're waking up with that intention, you are getting yourself closer. This is how we stay connected to that gratitude. This is how we stay locked in our purpose. And this is how we really get close to God's guidance in every single moment. Be where your feet are. Living in that present moment and simultaneously working towards that dream future, it can be hard when you are caught up in that daily grind of life. But if you can truly start to cultivate that gratitude, if you can stay grounded in the present moment, this is how you maintain that peace. And then every single day that you're waking up and you're working towards your goals, you're building that momentum for the future you desire. So how do we balance the now with the not yet? How do we balance that? Honestly, I think it starts with gratitude. Every single morning, if you reflect on those three things that you're thankful for, no matter how small, like, it can be the tiniest thing. You guys, I'm fucking ecstatic about a kitchen sink, okay? It was a heavy, just bleh, okay? When something's not right, you know, stuff is a little bit off. It's a kitchen sink. You guys are like, we don't give a fuck about your sink, B. You know, I get that. But I found gratitude in that, in where I am, in the now, the not stressing myself out in the not yet. But if you could be thankful, no matter how small it is, you're shifting your mindset from that scarcity or like, you know, that active stress to that abundance and peace. You've got to acknowledge the blessings you already have. And that has to be real. It's not like, well, okay, I'll tolerate this for another 6 months and then I'm out. That's not real gratitude. I'll put up with it now, but I'm not going to be happy till I get out of here. That's not going to work either. Okay. You want to maintain, you know, absolutely a proactive look for the future. But if you are not wholeheartedly full of gratitude for the place you are now, you start losing shit. You don't start adding to your life. You lose things. You know, if you're not grateful for it, you lose it. That's what happens. That's what happens to families. If you're not grateful for your family and you're taking them for granted and shit's happening, you're going to lose your family. You're not, you know, anything in your life, you guys, anything. You're not taking care of it. You know, you're putting yourself at a deficit in life. You're at a loss. You're taking a loss every single time you're waking up and pissed off at the world. You're just adding to that heaviness of it's impossible. So then what do? You back yourself in a corner and you have nothing to look forward to. Create the vision for your dream day. Define what your dream day looks like. Like, what are the actions that you're taking? What moments are coming through that are going to make you feel aligned with your purpose and faith? It doesn't have to be grand, just something that excites you, you know, and then break it into those smaller actions. I know you guys are like, oh, I'd be so happy on a beach every day sipping margaritas, but you will get so bored. Again, I think it comes back to that point of like, we're in heaven, everything's perfect. We wanted a little bit of messy. Okay, we wanted to come here and rise to the occasion. We knew we could handle the challenge. We might have been a little bit bored. Okay, perfection. What is there if there isn't something challenging you to grow? You're not going to be happy sitting on a beach every day. So I'm talking about realistic dream life. Okay, and maybe, you know, that's part of your day. Maybe that's part of your day. I go to the beach. I watch the sunrise every single morning. That's part of my dream life. But then you got to do actionable things, things that are contributing to your purpose, your potential, your power, your networking, like being out there with the people, your influence, your friendship, your relationships. Like, we were here to grow and thrive together. So think about your dream day. Put it into small actions that you can incorporate into what you're doing. And that way, you know, you have the brain hack because you're already living part of the dream step by step. When you have that big fancy house, what are you going to do every day? What are you going to do? Those are the things you should be doing now. Imagine you're in that big fancy house. What are you going to be doing? I'm still going to be like, shit, I have dishes to do, right? Like, that's the truth. Stuff is still happening. Life is still lifing. Throughout your day, just take moments to pause and breathe. Okay. 3 times a day, at least, you should be breathing with intention. Okay. I'm talking in through your nose, out through your mouth, the heavy, heavy breaths. You should do like 10 to 20 of those 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever that looks like for you. You should do that every time, no matter what you're doing. Give yourself a reset in between tasks, you know, like just 2 to 5 minute reset, just being present, appreciating the small things in your environment. Maybe you live in Michigan and you got to see the sunshine today. It's out there, sun through your window. Maybe you're a coffee drinker and you're happy with just, you know, the taste of your coffee, the sound of your breath, any of that, any of those things that are just small moments. This is how you reconnect with the present. Instead of constantly thinking what's next. And I'm guilty of this, right? I drove like 200 miles yesterday, 180 miles yesterday. I drove, okay? And I don't take the pause in between. So I'm never settled. Like, when I come home, I pace the floor because I'm anxious because I have that next thing. And I caught myself doing that. I'm like, girl, just chill out, have a reset. So mid-afternoon, I reset my brain and I'm like, all right, I got this. Okay. So just be in this present moment. You know, I'm here with the girls. I start to get snappy because I'm already worried about what's coming next. I'm worried about, I got to get there on time. I got to do this. Just get yourself in the present moment. Stop constantly dwelling on what comes next. What's coming is coming. What's coming is coming. And work with purpose. Even in mundane tasks, find the purpose, whether it's doing the dishes, maybe writing an email. These tasks serve your current goals. They sustain your life, and they can be done with intention. They can be done with excellence. Put everything into this. Be prideful in what you're doing. Honor yourself, honor God. In these tasks, you're building habits. You're building that discipline. You just have to trust that He's going to use every detail for your purpose. You understand? This was written. It was written. And now you just take the action and you finish the story. Break down those bigger dreams into the bite-sized goals that are manageable for the present instead of focusing on, I want to be successful. Okay, so what does success look like for you? What is one small thing you could break down into daily goals if you want to succeed? Make one meaningful connection a day. Take 30 minutes a day to work on your passion project. Micro goals keep you focused on progress, not perfection. I told everybody I don't have a book coming out this year, but I do have a book that's been put on my heart to come out in 2026. And I am a procrastinator. Just by default, it's what I do. I work better under pressure. I've trained myself to work better under pressure. Can any of that go any other way? Absolutely. But I have given myself that. That's the story. That's the story I created. I work better under pressure. So I know with this book, I don't get to do that. So there is no immediate reward. No one's going to be patting me on the back. All the excitement that I have building up has to stay within myself, but there has to be a set time every single day that I'm willing to put in for this, because it is 365 days of love and passion that I'm pouring into this project, that I'm packing in to less than 365 days, if that makes sense. So every single day, you've got to do little things. And it's not about waiting for the accolades. I can't worry about, like, well, what if it doesn't get published? What if nobody picks it up? What if, you know, I can't self-publish? Like, I can't think about all that. Right now, my job is just to get the work done. Just do the work. Everyone's like, how do you write a book? Well, you sit down, pen and paper, get on a computer, find a typewriter. I don't care how you do it, and just do it. Worry about everything else later. Just do it. We get so caught up in the idea of something, then we don't take action and it fizzles out. Listen to yesterday's podcast or the day before. Listen to those, because that's exactly what I'm talking about. And acknowledge and celebrate like every little thing that you do. This is reinforcing the idea that you're not just surviving the grind, but you're creating more momentum. More momentum. I know words, you guys. Okay. You're creating momentum to your goals. This helps, you know, build the positive feedback loop where gratitude and growth are like feeding off of each other. And just honestly, contentment over complacency, right? Contentment, practice this. It doesn't mean you're going to be complacent. It just means accepting and appreciating where you are, even as you work towards something more. The Bible even talks about learning to be content in all circumstances. You can strive for more and still be grateful for what's right in front of you. Take time in the evening to reflect on your day. What went well? What could you have done better? What did you learn? Was there a lesson or, you know, a bigger blessing? What happened in that experience, you know? Make sure you're asking for guidance in the big and small decisions. Just trust and have that faith that you are held. He's not going to let you fall. Simplify your environment. Cluttered space creates a cluttered mind. And that's exactly the heaviness I was talking about with dishes stacked up, you know, it just felt heavy. So make sure that you bring some organization into the places that are distracting. You know, my office is always chaos. Okay. There's kids in and out. There's just a lot going on. It's always chaos. And those days that I choose to declutter are probably my most productive days ever. And I am, again, it's that chaos. I kind of thrive in the chaos, but a lot of people are the opposite of that. Make sure that your environment is conducive
to what you need to work your best. And, you know, whatever it's going to take for you to create room for clarity and focus, you know, embrace the rest, because it's easy to fall into the trap of the grind. Team no sleep is a very toxic culture. I'm not about that life. Not about that life. Sometimes I think, especially people that are very goal oriented and, you know, your type A personalities, like, you think rest means you're not progressing, but this is essential. It's essential for your mind, for your emotions, and for your spiritual health. Rest, recharge, trust that God is going to guide you through the process. What is meant for you will always be there for you. Make sure you have a supportive community. But these little things, it's not just building toward your dream life, but it's helping you learn to savor and make the most of the life that you're living right now. This is a balance of faith and patience and persistence. You've got to believe that every step, no matter how small, is the perfect plan for God's bigger plan for your future. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And hey, I would love to hear your thoughts. Take a quick moment to leave a review and let me know how this episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass people like you, so let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power, and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass, because the world needs the full version of you.